Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
All right. Hello, everybody. Yes, here we are, KEXP. My name's Troy Nelson, and we are live in Seattle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 90.3 KEXP, and we stream all over the world at kexp.org. We are here in the KEXP live room, and the energy in here has shifted a bit. And it's shifted because it needed to make way for Viagra Boys. And if you're all ready, let her rip.
the news is fake. The late at night he sits on his computer and writes about the things he hates. But if there was a million years ago and we were still living in caves, you would not be welcomed by the other apes, cause you would rather think too late. You ain't no ape, you're a chocolate ape. Chocolate ice.
Awesome. You're listening to Viagra Boys live here in the KEXP live room. That is Viagra Boys, live here on KEXP. Worms is that track from 2018, Street Worms, and the latest album is called Cave World. Thank you all so much, Viagra Boys, for stopping by the KEXP station.
Thank you.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you. And I just have a few questions for you, and I hear so much music in your music, yet I can't just pinpoint exactly what it is. But then I see, Sebastian, that you have such, and I'm sure you all do, such an eclectic taste in music, and such a wide range. Like, two of your all-time favorites are the legendary punk band Flipper, but you also love Waylon Jennings.
Yes,
what do these two artists mean to you?
I think just Waylon Jennings specifically. There's just something about that guy, like he just had it, and seeing him, just old videos of him playing live is what really got me into him, and along with listening to his records and stuff like that. But just I think he was just kind of one of my early heroes when it came to just the whole rock star lifestyle too.
Right.
And I don't know, just love everything about that guy's voice. And then Flipper was a pretty important band one of the first punk bands that I heard when I was a teenager, that my buddy's mom or dad showed it to me, and I just loved it, and just loved that you could barely make out what notes they were playing, or, you know, like I was trying to learn how to play a flipper song on guitar, and like it was impossible because it just sounded like a bunch of shit blowing up or something like that. And it was one of the things that me and Henrik, my bass player, kind of bonded on when we first met, was our love for flipper.
Awesome. And you like, you love a lot of art forms, music, obviously, but also you're a tattoo artist, and also video games have been a part of your life. And I'm so curious, if you're not playing Dark Souls or Metal Gear Solid, what are you playing these days?
Escape from Tarkov and, Elden Ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you watched The Last of Us TV show?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I love it. It's so good.
I like that there's so many people that don't know it's a video game.
Yeah, they're just
like, it's a great TV show. I'm like, you know where that came from, right?
Yeah,
so as I mentioned, yes, you're a tattoo artist. Obviously, you have one or two or mm-hmm. 90. Do you have any tattoos that reference your favorite movie? And if not, what would that movie be?
No, I do not. But I think my favorite movies are 2001, Space Odyssey, and The Shining. Mm. So I don't know. I'm not into getting tattoos anymore. So it's
you done?
No, but I don't know. I don't think I'll ever get a movie tattoo.
Right? Maybe not into pop culture tattoos.
Yeah. I think it's got to have even less meaning than that. You know.
I'm just going to mention this name, and if anyone wants to chime in, what can you tell listeners who might not be familiar with the artist Young Lean?
I don't know too much about Young Lean. I know him, but he's on our we've got the same management and record label and stuff like that.
I just heard him come up in some Viagra Boys interview, and I was like, who's that? Because I never knew.
It's this young rapper from Stockholm.
Who's, cool.
But he also makes really good punk, and his solo project that he has, which is goes under just his name, Jonathan Leandur.
Mm-hmm.
He makes music that sounds like it's from the 70s, almost like it sounds like Talking Heads, and I'm sure he's never even heard of or listened to to that type of music, and ends up making it. So yeah, really cool stuff.
Check it out.
Yeah.
And then also, and that's what I love about when I'm doing research for these types of interviews, all these bands mention all these artists, and some of them I haven't heard. So they introduce me and a whole bunch of listeners who might not be familiar with. Also, I'm curious, who is Henrik Palm?
Henrik Palm, I don't know, man. No, it's actually that guy. Right
I thought so. I thought so, because you're like, oh, guitar player Henrik. I'm like, is that the same as Henrik Palm? No,
they're both called Henrik, these guys. But
I see. You both are. Okay.
But he's called Benke,
okay.
which is not short for Henrik, but still, that's what we said.
Well, Henrik Palm put an album out that was
he makes great, very good music. So check it out, Henrik Palm. Check out his latest two records, I think he's got out now. So. I've done the cover art, so
cool.
Yeah,
awesome. Well, there you go. That's a first where I'm like, "Hey, who's this artist?" You're like, "He's right there to your left." Yeah. Well, I will check that out for sure. And is there anything that Viagra Boys are working on that's exciting right now? Or are you just concentrating on the tour, or do you have something?
Right now, we're concentrating on the tour, and then as soon as we're toured out, we're making new music.
Nice. Yeah. Well, it has been a pleasure to have you, honestly.
Thank you.
We've been loving your music, and we just hope that you come back and the door's open to Viagra Boys.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. That is Viagra Boys live on KEXP.